Welcome back, everybody. It's the 5x5, and I'm your host, David. And this is the late night show. Thank you guys for joining me tonight. I've been so lazy. I was going to do anything. I've been sitting here. The TV's been off. I've been looking this up online. Got some ideas I want to make happen in the next 12 to 18 months, but I'll talk about that at another time when I make a decision. But thank you guys for joining me. I don't know. I feel like I haven't done a show. I don't think I did one last night. I don't know. It just seems a little weird. Like what are you doing, David? But glad to be here. It seemed like when I don't do shows regularly, I get out of the podcasting show mojo for some reason, and I don't like that. So, but these last 3 days have went so fast. Now, you guys know that, like I tell you, my Tuesdays are my Saturdays, and my Thursdays are my Sundays, and then I guess Wednesday is a Saturday-Sunday combo because I have 3 days off because I work 4 10-hour days. And I haven't been working anything extra, and I need to start because there's a lot of things coming up that I need to pay for. So I need to pick up some extra shifts, but I just haven't been into it. I've been so disillusioned with my job in the last 3 to 4 weeks. No, let's say 6 months. And it's not the work that I do, it's the coworkers that I work with. And so I can't wait till tomorrow because I know as soon as I get there, I'll be putting out fires and trying to figure out how certain things transpire when I'm not there. And then I'm the one left to fix the messes. So hopefully it won't be that many. I haven't heard anything. So sometimes I'll get a text or I'll get a phone call or something, but I haven't heard I haven't heard anything. So hopefully everything is will be nice and perfect for me to be in. And I'll have another 4 day work week that is without any problems. So what else is there? Well, today I finally, like Tuesday, I told you guys I had to get new tires. So was that Tuesday? Yeah, Tuesday I finally got some new tires. Thank the Lord. I needed them. I was way overdue. And I had to wait because people were being stupid. But I got them. So, the little guy that, took my information and stuff. He was really, really nice. So I was like, oh, that's cool. And so I got a really good deal. But now I have new tires, so now I can travel. Because one of my tires, I think I had a broken belt. Remember back before, I told you guys, around Christmas time or right after Christmas time, I had a broken belt in a tire. So I got a used tire because I needed to get tired really fast that day. So I just went to see how long it was going to last. And so it didn't last that long. Because that tire that was replaced was the same one that messed up again. But where I went, he told me that it wasn't that great. But I needed to get on the road because I needed my car that week. Because I use my car for my job as well. So fast forward to Tuesday because they were getting bad, all of them. So I just went ahead and got it changed. I'm happier for it. See, if it was going to be warm, I was going to clean my car top to bottom, inside and out. I bought new mats. I bought a new steering wheel cover. I'm going to buy. I need a new stereo and some speakers, but I want a really good deal because I don't want to pay some insane price for it. Because I'm past the age of trying to be hip in the car, blaring loud music. Now, I like to hear, like, if you listen to the music here, you know I'm a bass boy. I love a lot of bass, and I love R&B music, and I like to hear that stuff, and I want it to be a little loud. And of course, you know, I'm still on my Beyonce kick currently, because there's nothing really good that I've heard that I like. The music that I like has came out since December, when her album came out, that I like. So I want to get a stereo, but I want the right one, and just something simple. I don't need anything flashy, but I want some good speakers so my music doesn't sound like crap. Because for some reason, and back in, was it? It was still warm outside. It had to be like probably last spring or last summer, or during the summer, early summer. I had a leak in my car, like a water leak. Like, it would rain, and then there'll be, like, on the passenger side, there would be like a big puddle of water in my car. I'm like, what the hell? And so, if you guys know, my dad is a mechanic, and so I don't have to, well, now that I'm back in Indiana, I don't have to pay for any I don't have to pay for any car repair, because car repairs can be, my car is out of warranty now, and so car repairs can be costly. And so he takes care of all. He needs to change my oil this week, but this weekend. So he fixes my car, all my car stuff. So he there was a some kind of thing that had I guess it takes the water and shoots it when it rains. You know how it goes down your front windshield and it looks like it's going into your car, but this little baffle, whatever it is, shoots the water. It deflects the water out of the car instead of in, or something. I don't know. I'm not very mechanically inclined, and that's one thing. And I do regret. My dad has been a mechanic, longer than I've been alive, and there should be nothing that I don't know about a car. I mean, nothing. I should be able to change my own oil. Anything that happens to my car, I should be able to fix it on the spot with no problems. And I think I could if I really look, but growing up, I didn't want to. That didn't interest me. Now my dad has taught me everything about fishing. I can fish really good. It used to be where I would stick close to him at the lake when I was younger. But once I start getting older, I'm like, "Oh, you fishing down there? I'm fishing down here." And I'd have to worry about him taking fish off the hook or putting worms or whatever bait I was using. I had to worry about that because he taught me all about that. But he didn't teach me, or I chose not to learn how to do to fix cars, which I should have. And that's a skill, because my dad's not gonna be here always. And when I had to start running and getting my car fixed at the local dealership, I'm gonna be pissed. So maybe I need to start learning how to fix my own car. Now I think I can change my own oil if I had to. Just give me a YouTube video and a laptop and let me sit out there. I could get it done if I needed to. I just don't want to. Brakes. I'm not doing that either. Not doing it. Not that I'm lazy, I'm just not doing it. Anyhow, I hope you guys are okay. I'm doing fine. I actually got to have a little uncle niece time today. My niece and I, when we were together, we had such a good time, because she, I think sometimes she, not that, I think when I was her age, I tried to portray a certain, no, I've always been the same person, but I think she wants us, she thinks we expect so much out of her, of what kind of individual that we raised her to be. And I tell the girl, just be yourself. You're over 21. The person you're going to be is the person you choose to be, and putting on airs and trying to be a specific type of person to whether it's the family members or outsiders or friends or whatever, that shouldn't matter. You need to be true to yourself. And so she likes that about her favorite uncle, because she can just be true to herself, and we laugh and we have fun. And I think I got flirted with today. I was flirted with today, and it doesn't happen often. But thing is, since it doesn't happen a lot, because I don't go out to the bars and stuff to be flirted with, or even to flirt, it kind of caught me off guard. We went into it. My niece, she likes a story. I know they have them in your city. They're called Hot Topic, and so we went in there, and I found a lot of I listened to Fanboy Weekly this week at, when I do it, 1 a.m. or 1:30. I'm gonna try to stick with 1 a.m. I get off at 12 o'clock, so hopefully I'll be able to be ready because I got a lot to talk about. Hopefully. Now I ordered some, and I'll talk about this on Fanboy Weekly. I ordered before I get off topic because you know how I do sometimes. I had ordered on eBay. I've been looking for, I've been looking for that Lois Lane comic book. I can get it, but I need the person who's selling it to come down on the price because it's ridiculous. But anyhow, I can get it if I want it. I chose to get something else in lieu of that, but I'll talk about that on Sunday night, Monday morning, 1 o'clock. I have been reading, getting back into, and I've done a lot of collecting stuff this week, and I probably spent $100 on comic books and different stuff, and doing too much. I need to bring that on down because I don't got it like that, but I was looking on eBay for a Archie comic. Now, it wasn't a Archie Digest or Archie actually comic book, but it's from that company, Archie, and it was a Veronica comic book. And Veronica, she Betty and Veronica, that whole little gang at Riverdale High. An artist writer that does it, his name is Dan Parrott, which I've reached out to him to see if he wants to be on one of the shows. I haven't heard anything back, so I'll keep you guys informed on how that's going to come about, if it is going to come about. But anyhow, and he did a comic book for Veronica, and the number was 202. And if you look at the Facebook page, facebook.com/the5x5, completely spelled out, you'll see that I ordered on eBay, and I got a good price for, I got issue 202 and issue 205 of Veronica, which features the first gay Archie character. They've added different characters into the mix, but this is the first gay one that this part of the group. His name is Kevin Keller, and I got the first print. I hope I'm not bamboozled, 'cause I'll be pissed off, but the first print of each one, because there's a second print, and you also buy it for $1.99 on Google Play, and I'm sure probably Amazon or something, but Google Play, you can buy the comic book and have it for $1.99. But this is going to be the actual print, first edition. Because the difference between the first edition and the second edition, I'll talk about this on Sunday. The first edition, Veronica has a white dress on, and the second edition, she has a second print, she has a red dress on. Now, I'm looking, they changed the name. This is what they do, and this is what Archie Comics do. Sometimes they'll change the name of the comic book for a minute. It'll still be that particular line, like Veronica or Betty and Veronica, but for several issues, they'll change the name to get you more used to the character or get you interested in the character before they branch that character off in their new book, in their own book. So he does have his own book. So this is from 2010, and the seller, I can't think of his name right now, but you can look on the Facebook page, gave me a great price on it, and I'll have those. I want to have them tomorrow, but I just did it Wednesday, and if he and, was it Tuesday? It had to be Wednesday. Yeah, it was Wednesday. Today's Thursday, Friday. It might come Saturday. It might come Saturday. Hopefully, if not, I probably won't get it to Monday. And then something else that I ordered. I am setting up currently also my the fanboy. I'm gonna start doing YouTube videos and Hangouts. I've told you guys that. But I have a lot to talk about. There's some things you guys can win. I have a kick-ass, two kick-ass keychains that I'll be giving away on Sunday, or Sunday, or doing one, or next week sometime during a video, a YouTube video. I have a Hit Girl and then kick-ass, and then two. possibly three Man of Steel HeroClix, and I'll talk about that. So that's enough fanboy stuff. So back, to Hot Topics, but that's where I got the kick ass. They have so much. They have a lot of fanboy stuff in there. They didn't used to. It used to be kind of a goth store because they had the belly rings and the little spacers for your ears and all that kind of stuff. Which, and I'm totally not in the market, but my niece. I guess she is. She likes the kind of stuff. And so we're in there, we're looking around, and this guy, he comes up, and he was just really, really nice. And so I, when I'm out and I'm talking to people, I like people to have fun. I like to be engaging. I like to be nice. I'm not a bitch all the time. A lot of people think I am, but I'm not. I have fun with people, and if they're receptive to it, we can have a good time, and then I won't write an angry letter to your boss. Which I don't do that, only at McDonald's. By the way, I went to McDonald's. When was it? Was it yesterday? It had to be when. Yeah, yesterday was Wednesday. Well, depending on where you are, it's really Friday. But anyhow, and they gave me raw French fries, raw. So when I called the chick back, you know what she tells me? She's like. Well, the timer went off and I did what I was supposed to do. Girl, you're the manager. You could have looked at those and told they was wrong. And I should have looked in my bag before I went home. But I was so mad. I was so mad. Because I wanted the French fries. Not that I needed them, I wanted them. Anyhow. So I'm in Hot Topic. And so we're kind of browsing around. So a little guy comes up again. He says, "You guys need anything?" And so we were looking at the Doctor Who stuff. So we were talking about the different doctors. And then I'm like, "Oh, I like that one." I'm like, "One of the ones was not cute." And he's like, "No." And he just kept on saying, "Ooh, you like him? I like him too." And then he says something about me, not me in particular. He was talking about, he's like, "I just want to cuddle with somebody and watch Doctor Who." I'm like, "Oh, really?" And then he's like, "Well, the David Tennant, I would cuddle with him." I'm like, "Oh, that'd be cute, you know." And we're being funny, and then we get to the register, and he was like, "You know, go ahead and get some more of those, and I'll give you, because they have a buy one get one half off." So I got some stuff as a really, really good deals. And he was like, he said, "Then he said something about being tied up in the basement and being somebody's slave." And I'm like, "Oh." And then he tells me, he's like, "You know what? If I had a sticker or something to give you, you and your me and my niece, the best customers of the day, it would have to be you. You guys came in right before my shift, came over." And there was a lot of innuendo. And his boss was like, "You can't say that to people you don't know." He's like, "These guys are cool." And I'm like, "Yeah." And we're kind of talking. And he even gave me a fist bump. I even got a fist bump. So I'm like, "Oh, that was so nice of you." But anyhow, so how do you take a not even a compliment? How do you know when somebody's flirting with you? Because when we leave the store, my niece is like, "Uncle David," I'm like, "What?" She's like, "He was all about you." I'm like, "You think so?" She's like, "The way y'all was carrying on." She was like, "He told you three or four times, but you didn't pick up the hint." I'm like, "Well, you know," and another reason why he wasn't on my radar, maybe this is, makes more sense, because he was way too young for me. He had to be in his mid-20s. I don't got time for that. I mean, no, he was so nice though, and that's what I want. Why can't I find a nerdy, cute, preferably Latino boyfriend? Why can't I find one of those? You know, how hard it could be? How hard could it be? I guess I need to move back to Atlanta because this is not working for me. Even though I did get to go to Chipotle tonight, you know, that's my favorite fast food restaurant because it is considered fast food, I guess. And then one of my frenemies works there, and you know, he was giving stank eye and stuff. And don't watch me. The drama that you chose to be in, that was I was in at the time, that was shit. It was back in the late 90s. It might have been in 2000. That was 14, 15 years ago, and you're still holding on to that nonsense, which we play nice. You know, "How you doing?" And then you've seen me before, and he's like, "How long you were in town?" I got that twice tonight from people that I knew. They're like, "Well, how long are you in town for?" I'm like, "Well, I'm back, you know, right now. It is temporary. I'm not staying here, but I'm back." And so, you know, people were asking me, "You know, you're back in town." That happened to like a past coworker. I seen her, and went to Macy's, and This is kind of weird, but I had a good time. It did get me a double doozy, and I shouldn't have got that. Now, if you don't know what a double doozy is, a double doozy is, I wish it was kind of hard, so it wasn't all that great. Is a cookie sandwich, a big, they give you, like, I got chocolate chip, two chocolate chip cookies with like birthday cake icing in the center, like a cookie sandwich. They're huge, and they're just big, and they're really, really good. It was too much, and I'll probably pay for this later on before I go to bed. That's why I'm doing this show early, so I can get some stuff done because I have all this sugar energy. And I am drinking my water. One of my friends who works at Macy's, that's on my Facebook page, she was raving about, oh, she's like, I'm so happy you introduced this water to me, and I haven't found it yet, but I haven't drank any Coke, except she did drink one. I'm like, I had a ginger ale, so I'm trying to stay off the water, which I mean, off the Coke. So I've been doing really, really, really good with that. But for some reason, I'm always thirsty, though. And that could be one or two things, and I'm not gonna go into that right now, but I'm like, I don't know. So I'm drinking my tonight. I have orange mango and pink grapefruit. They didn't have, which is my favorite now, the peach nectarine. It's really, 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 really orange, but it's really, 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 really good. So if you guys like sparkling ice water, look for the peach nectarine. And if anybody can tell me where I can find all the other lemonade flavors, I would appreciate it. Let's see. Well, tonight's show, we're going to talk about Paula Deen. She is back. And also Governor Jan Brewer's decision to do the right thing on the religious protection bill that she vetoed on Wednesday. And we have some other things we're going to talk about. So we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Thank you guys for tuning in. It's the 5x5 Late Night Show.
To my rescue, you give me all your love and make me never wanna leave you. Just in the nick of time, you wrap me in your arms, never do me any harm. You protect my heart.
Well, in the nick of time, that was a bad segue, I know. Paula Deen is back, and she's a little thinner, still happy and still smiling. I just want to know, because she's been gone for a while. After the allegations of her being a racist, and I'd done a show. Nikki and I did a Real Talk with David and Nikki show. We talked about Paula Deen and is she a racist or is she not a racist? I think, and I hate using this to kind of categorize everybody in the South, but she's from that time to where, yes, I didn't like what she said. Although I did steal one of her recipes that I still, excuse me, that I still use today. But she was wrong. And you being a public figure, and being in the spotlight and being someone who has influence, I think sometimes you have to take your licks. Now, whether should she have to pay her whole life for that? No, of course not. But I think she did. I think she's paid her dues, I guess. But She comes back, and I get this article, this story from InstinctMagazine.com. They say when you're in the first 5 minutes of your comeback tour of 2014, following a 6 month departure from the national spotlight for accusation of racism, maybe you should avoid comparing yourself to black gay athletes until the 2015 version of the PR event. Okay. In an interview with People magazine that hits the stands tomorrow or today, Paula Deen says she's just like Michael Sam, the openly gay NFL prospect who's taken the world by storm since early February. She says, I feel like embattled or disgrace will always follow my name. It's like that black football player who recently came out. I just want to be known as a football player. I don't want to be known as a gay football player. I know exactly what he's saying. No, you don't. And Instinct says, yeah, you read that right. Wealthy white celebrity and alleged racist Paula Deen can totally relate to gay African American Michael Sam, who says he doesn't want any one of his minority statuses coming before being a football player. The mind boggles. Is this the right strategy for Paula Deen to fall back into our good graces with? Absolutely not. Because again, it's that whole adage, you can't know what I feel unless you can actually be in my skin for a day. And when you think about racism, a lot of people, racism doesn't exist. How would you know? So especially when white people say it, or people who are not, well, when white people say it, how would you know that racism don't exist? Because you've never been in that position. And I hear people say, well, black people have been racist against me. Okay. That's not the definition of racism. They might be a bigot, because there's black bigots, just like there's white bigots. I'm not naive enough to think that there isn't. But Paula, all she should be saying now, I'm glad to be back doing what I'm doing. This is my passion. This is what I love to do. I don't want to be known for the things that I said in my past. I don't want to be known for the scandal that happened. I want to be known for cooking good food. And you don't want to be known for sticking your foot in your mouth. Shut up. With all that, we don't want to hear that, and especially black people don't want to hear that. So, anyway, so hopefully, I know she had a she's on tour, and then the crowd, she's getting her support because she's opened or opening a new restaurant in Pigeon Forge. And if you guys have ever been to Pigeon Forge, it's absolutely fabulous. Have all those outlet stores. And I think it's Pigeon Forge, Tennessee, right outside Merrillville. Is it Merrill? Sevierville? Sevier County. That's what it is. Sevierville and Knox, right outside Knoxville, Tennessee. I've been there. It's pretty interesting. It has a lot of stuff going on. Went to Dollywood. Didn't have fun. You don't take a black guy from the inner city and put them into Dollywood. That ain't hot. They won that one because it wasn't cool or cute for me. Let's see, what else do we have? So, yesterday or Wednesday, Governor Jan Brewer, she vetoed the religion, I keep on saying it wrong, religious protections bill that what was that was proposed and actually passed in the legislature to go into law. But all she had to do, she had 5 days to veto the bill or not do anything about it. But she vetoed the bill Wednesday, that would have allowed businesses that asserted their religious beliefs to the right to deny service to gay and lesbian customers. The controversial measure faced a surge of opposition in recent days from large corporations and athletic organizations, including Delta Airlines, the Super Bowl host committee, and Major League Baseball. On Wednesday night, the governor says she made the decision she knew was right for Arizona. That's when, when people start messing with that money, You know, because even when all the money stock talk start happening, and I st here's my thing. I don't know, and I was gonna look at it, but I forgot to look at it. For the county that the Super Bowl is gonna be, like Arizona State University, and that's where the Super Bowl is gonna be held. I would want to know who is the mayor or the representative for that area, and see if they pa if they voted for the bill. And if I was part of the NFL host committee, you know, it's too late. This is an afterthought. You think we're going to take money out of your pockets now because, you know, the Super Bowl will inject so much money into the economy for that area and for that state, and also businesses wanting to come there and do business. This was a fiasco before we even got started, and so they start backtracking. You know, even John McClain was like, you know, Rick Perry was like, y'all need to stop this madness. And, you know, for people who, and that's why I named this episode Protect Me from Religion, because I've always said that religion and Christianity are two different things. Religion is what man made up, you know, because people interpret Christianity and the Bible in different ways. And so when you have a different view, I don't like your view or how you interpret this, so I'm going to do it my way. So this is how I see it and how I can wrap my head around it. So that's how you have religion. And even if it started in the Bible, I think that's what religion is. And I think there's a lot of religious folks that aren't Christians at all. Because this was, to me, in direct opposition of what the Bible has told you to do. And you see all these crazy signs, and God didn't tell y'all, and I've said this a million and one times, God didn't tell y'all to do that. He did not tell y'all to do that. He didn't say that he wanted y'all to do that. This is y'all chose to do. And then there was some chick they had on, the CNN guy from Atlanta was interviewing her, and they kept on saying this is a bill for religious freedom. So, you know, we can uphold our religious beliefs and not be forced by the government to make us do certain things that, per our religious beliefs, our conviction, our religious convictions, we don't want to do. And I'm like, girl, stop. Because again, you know, again, that's that whole cherry picking thing. If you're going, you can't just take one thing. And I don't know why gay, well, maybe because we're in the forefront on a lot of these fights with gay marriages being legalized in so many states now. And and people think, and then the one guy that Al Melvin, that Anderson Cooper interviewed. If you listen to the last episode, I played an excerpt from that interview. He was talking about that the family's in danger. From who? You know, who the family's in danger because straight people, you know, 50% of the time do not stay married. So how is gay people just wanting to be married? How's that endangering the family? Regardless whether we're married or not, we're still gay, and most of us, a good percentage of us, we're not procreating, you know, but we have families. There are gay men and gay women who have families, who have children, that are awesome parents. So I know a gay couple here in town that have raised two or three kids, that they've been a family unit forever. You know, I've had I dated someone that had children, and I helped raise his children. You know, and they still, not that they call me dad, they used, and can't nobody else say this but them, they used to call me Mama Banks. But my mama is Mama Banks. But they used to call me that because, you know, where their daddy is, you know, he has problems. Where their dad didn't do certain things, I would say, okay, this is what we need to do because you kids aren't going to make it, you know. So, you know, and he liked that fact that I took interest in his children, and you know, I still care about those kids because they were a part of my life. And so, for them to sit around and say, "Oh, the family's in danger," In danger of what? There are so many single, they start putting some of these deadbeat fathers. I know they're putting them in jail, but stop serving them. If you want to be protected from something, okay, if you don't take care of your children, then I can't serve you in my restaurant. That's what you should be focused on instead of gays, because there's a lot more of them not doing the right thing than us. Anyhow, so. A part of her speech was, "To the supporters of the legislation, I want you to know that I understand the long-held norms about marriage and family are being challenged as never before. Our society is undergoing many dramatic changes. However, I sincerely believe that Senate Bill 1062, that was called, has the potential to create more problems than it purports to solve. It could divide Arizona in ways we cannot even imagine, and no one would ever want that. Religious liberty is a core American and Arizona value, so it's non-discrimination. So is non-discrimination." So that she vetoed it. It's over. It's dead. But guess what? It's not dead across the country, because there are several states that are still pushing this whole religious protections bill. So when we come back, I'll tell you what states are considering passing similar bills in their states.
And down, girl, you cold-hearted. Let me see your resume. Let's get it started. And you got that super tongue in your ass, so fat it's retarded. Pardon, I just won't whip it then park it. All I need is a swig of the Dawkins, then I'm a dog. Get off and ballin', shit on the off and drink a whip with the Dawkins, stealing them softly. Like, bitch, I'm this shit, and you know it. Step out my outfit, pippin' in motion. Your pussy, I own it. Ain't gotta be mine for me to control it. I'm all in your zone, it. Like, what did you want it?
Thank you.
Welcome back to the 5x5. It's the 5x5 late night show, and I'm your host, David. And we're just sitting, chatting, and chilling. Thank you guys for listening. Whenever, wherever, however you're listening to me, you know the 5x5 late night show is now on iTunes, so you can check us out there and take me with you on your iOS device. That's if you want to hear my mouth in your car or in your headphones or something, because I can be annoying sometimes. I don't try. I just am sometimes. But thank you guys. Like I said, we just crested, well, not 6,100 now listens. I appreciate that. Not that it's a big deal in the grand scheme of thing on Spreaker, but I think I'm holding my own with 638 followers. Thank you guys. And Twitter's almost, well, 600, I think, right at 600. You know, you can always follow me on Instagram as well, One Funny Guy. That was my personal Instagram account, so you can follow me there. The pictures aren't that interesting, just me being silly. Like tonight, my niece and I, we put on these. We was at Claire's Boutique. I tried to find some earrings that I liked because I lost one of my, well, there was right here on my computer desk, but I've lost the earring and I'm not happy about it. Yes, he lost the earring, and that's going to cause some problems because I don't want to step on it. That's the thing. I don't want to step on it because that'll hurt, and I'll be pissed. But anyhow, didn't find any. My niece found some really cute earrings, but I don't think I would look right wearing Jody Wiley earrings to work. I don't think that would work. Remember Jody Wiley? She had them, and I'm looking for a new love, them big, big hoop earrings. Remember that? Anyhow. So we've been talking about the religious... let me get the right name. The Arizona, let's see, Religious Freedom Restoration Act was the official name, SB Senate Bill 1062. But there are other states that are still considering, which hopefully, I've been reading Ohio, they have shelved that idea. Not that, you know, Ohio, yeah, y'all have enough problems. Y'all don't need to pass something that's going to exclude a certain sect of your population. Because from what I hear, Columbus is the jump off for gay people. And I want to go to their pride this year. I heard it was real. I have a friend that lives in Dayton, so I want to visit that and see what that's all about. But we'll see. I hope to do more traveling this year. That's why I want to do more traveling and some things I want to check off the bucket list. And I do want to go to to South America somewhere. I want to do that. Now, whether I do that this year or not, I don't know. But I'm working toward it. Working toward it. There's something that this kind of dawned on me the other day. And it's been in my mind heavily. Now, I can be a bit impulsive at times. I get on something, like with the whole comic book thing. And I can be a bit impulsive. And I try to, like, okay, David, this is just impulsion. This is just something that, you know, since it's in your head and you're a crazy Virgo, you think you need to go ahead and do it. And everything that, and most things that I want to do, I've done, you know, and things that I wanted to buy. And I'm an impulsive shopper. So I'm one of those people that, you know, how stores put certain things like close to the register or in the register aisle or leading up. Cause now, even Old Navy and Burlington does this, and Marshall's and TJ Maxx, they all do this. And a lot of stores are going to this kind of checkout concept to where it's like a maze to get to a fleet of registers in the, you know, where you check out at, and they're all side by side. But you had to go through a maze, like maybe in Old Navy tonight, it was like 2 hours you had to go down to get, and they have all this little stuff, you know, priced just right. They probably paid a penny, $0.01 a piece for each item wholesale, and they're, you know, stuff has $3-4, you know, and that's a great markup, is a great margin, and they're making some money on this stuff. And I'm one of those people that I'll look at all that stuff, I'm like, ooh, stuff that you don't need at all. And I'm one of those people. And like at Burlington Coat Factory, they have all those goodies and earphones and earplugs and all kind of stuff. And I'm like, y'all are trying me because y'all know that I cannot help myself. It's just a mess. And can anybody tell me where I can find cheap posters? Am I too old for posters? I want them to be framed, though. I don't want to be like a tape it to the wall kind of dude. I want to be framed, look really, really nice. Like I said, and I'm looking for a frame because I have, and this is more fanboy stuff. I guess this is going to be mixed into my shows because I'm being very impulsive about it. There's a business venture that I want to try. Let me just get it out because it's killing me to say it. I think I want to open a comic book store. Now, how I'm going to raise the money to do that, I think I'm going to need like 100,000 to do it. I think you have to have a passion for something, and I'm trying to, see if this is my passion. This is something I've been doing ever since I was a kid, something I love, something I enjoy, something I want to find. And like here recently, where I just kind of kickstarted myself and I've been doing it a lot. But here in this area, in my opinion, and I'll talk about this on Sunday, the comic book people aren't very nice. They're not very nice, and it's not like the owners, and you can tell when somebody you've done it way too long, and it seems like they're scared. And like I said the other day, when on a drive show, when you are in sales and you have people who work there, it's not like Walmart who that has or McDonald's taking orders. They're not you're when you're in a retail establishment like that, you're just not a cashier. If you don't have a designated person to be the cashier, they are a salesperson. So like the guy today at Hot Topic, he was a salesperson. Now he was doing a little bit of flirting, act a little crazy, which was really nice. You have to sell, whether you're a commission salesperson or not. If I have a store and you're in my store, yes, that can be your sale. And I would do something like I would be track people's sales because I think the Buckle, they do it. Like, if you're familiar with the Buckle store, I had a friend that used to be a manager of a Buckle, and you just couldn't hang out at the cashier. Like my, the store I managed in Atlanta, and I was a salesperson as well. We weren't really allowed. We didn't have we didn't have a cashier system. We had a computer, and we did like we did all the finance and everything. But we took it to somebody in the office that processed the paperwork, because our job was to sell, not to be a cashier. And there's a big difference. And I didn't really understand that until working at this job, and I told you guys this 1,000 times. And so, if you work for me, you will be a salesperson. You won't be hanging out behind the cash register. We will hire a high school person. If we need somebody to ring a sale, we will hire a high school person to do that. But I think you need to give your employees incentives. I've written all this stuff down. I'm like, I need to come up with a business plan so I can get some money because I think I can make it work. And I read online that, and I should be talking about this here because I want to be off in like 12 minutes. I'm not going to go into it. I'll talk about it more on Sunday night. But that's my thing. That's my thing, right? I'm kind of focused on doing a lot of research on, the comic book industry, opening your own store. I've always been one that wants to work for myself. I hate working for somebody else. But with the whole nursing school thing and my job that I love my job because I love what I do, not the people I work with. And I'm like, would I give that up? How would you handle that? And there's so many things that you have to consider when you're going into business for yourself. But I think I could be very, 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 not the thing I know I can be very successful because me being, well, before I was back into collecting comic books full time, going to the stores, I almost felt like I wasn't being received. Even if you thought I was a new customer, make me want to come back. I go back, but only reason I go back because you're the only game in town, and I think that's where the problem is. But have 4 or 5 people in town, who at the end of the day, the person who has the best motivation, I think, the best ambition, and the person who loves and has a passion for it. And I think sometimes you can lose your passion. I think you need something to re-spark it. And there's so many things in the market now that's exciting. I think you can make it happen. But enough of that. So back to The other states that are considering this religious freedom nonsense. Georgia, a House Bill 1023 and a Senate Bill 377, a version of the Preservation of Religious Freedom Act, similar to Arizona's bills, are in early stages of consideration. If passed in its current form, the measure would grant the right to act or refuse to act in a manner substantially motivated by a sincerely held religious tenet or belief. It would allow any company or nonprofit to ignore state laws, including civil rights and non-discrimination laws. The bill is unlikely to advance. That's one. Idaho, House Bill 427 says is drafted to protect free exercise of religion. It was proposed after, just like in Arizona, it was proposed after a New Mexico wedding photographer was sued for refusing to work with a sa work at a same-sex wedding. But after the bill's Republican sponsor, Representative Lynn Lucher, declared that people misinterpret their intent to be a sword for discrimination. It is what it is. The House sent the controversial measure back to the committee. There's also House Bill 426, which bars government or licensing boards from denying, revoking, or suspending licenses or certificates for people who refuse service to others based on sincerely held religious belief. The measure prohibits the intentional infliction of emotional or physical injury. So I guess it was that saying, to be picketed or to be explored, talked about, or given a hard time because you don't serve, you don't want to serve because of your religious conviction, a certain sect of the community. But man, how do you quantify that? How do you say, I can go up, if say I live there, I'm like, well, I'm very religious. I don't want to work with, what's a good example? Like Anderson C Cooper said, unwed mother. You know, she has all those kids. I know she doesn't have a daddy, and I'm not going to sell them food. They can be hungry, but if I hold that closely, and if you're a true Christian, and this is what you truly believe, and you use your Bible as a roadmap for your life, then you have to take everything. So, whatever. Kansas. Earlier this month, the Kansas House passed House Bill 2453, which aims to protect religious freedom with respect to marriage. The bill, which has been referred to the Senate Judiciary Committee, allows people to refuse to provide any services, accommodations, advantages, facilities, goods, privileged adoption, foster care, and other social services or employment benefits related to same-sex marriages or civil unions. It also states that no one shall be compelled to treat any marriage, domestic partnership, or civil union as valid. The measure may not survive the Senate. Senate President Susan Wagle, a Republican, has stated that it goes beyond religious freedom and can harm businesses. Wago took exception to provisions to the bill that allow government employees, such as the police and fire protection, to refuse service to LGBT people, LGBT people under certain circumstances. I mean, these people are crazy. They have lost their damn minds for real. Mississippi, Senate Bill 2681, the Mississippi Religious Freedom Restoration Act was approved 48 to 0 by the state Senate last month as a measure to insert "In God We Trust" into the state seal. But critics claim the measure, which includes provisions drafted pr to protect the rights of religious people, is even broader than Arizona's rejected bill and amounts to a license to discriminate. In addition to permitting refusal of service based on religious grounds, it provides no protection against state-funded discrimination. Senate Bill 2681 was sent to the House, where a subcommittee struck a provisional granting legal protection to defendants in discrimination lawsuits who claimed their actions were based on their religious beliefs. I mean, anybody, but again, how do you quantify that? They could be lying just to be a bigot. You know, and there's a lot of people that use the Bible or their perceived, I'm not going to say Christianity, their perceived religion, just because they're a racist or they're a bigot. You know, I don't think there's a way to say, because anybody can say for any reason, and then they still win. Because if they, how do you go and say, well, how can you prove to me that you so sincerely believe that, other than you saying it? How can you, everybody don't go to church. That I think it's a true Christian. I don't think all Christians go to church, because it's because most Christians are free thinkers, and they know that sometimes organized religion will get you in hell faster than than just having your personal beliefs and your own personal relationship with God. That's my opinion. Missouri, inspired by Arizona's SB 1062, Missouri lawmakers have just introduced Senate Bill 916, which sponsor Senator Wayne Wallingford, a Republican, says it's meant to protect Missourians from attacks on their religious freedom by allowing businesses to turn away any potential customers for religious reasons. Ugh. I mean, because I mean, it's all insanity, and it is what it is. It's just giving people the license to discriminate. Oklahoma, Senate Bill 1846. The Oklahoma Religious Freedom Act would allow business owners with deeply held religious beliefs to refuse service to gays and others who violate those beliefs. The bill, which is similar to Arizona's, is currently being redrafted in the wake of the controversy surrounding the state's unsuccessful bid to legalize religious-based discrimination. And lastly, North Carolina is currently considering whether to go forward with an Arizona-style religious freedom bill. Other states, including Hawaii, Maine, Ohio, which they have shelved theirs, South Dakota, and Tennessee, have rejected similar bills. Mess. And then some idiot, Joyce Singa, wrote, wrong title, bill wasn't anti-gay. Please read the bill carefully and understand it. What's that saying? A rose by any name is still a rose. Whatever that little saying is. Girl, please have a seat. And then Sum Dumi says the bill was not technically anti-gay. However, it did provide an opportunity for people to practice discrimination under the guise of religious beliefs. Unfortunately, it will force individuals who truly hold, truly a subjective term there, hold deep religious beliefs to accommodate the desires of people who hold different beliefs. The veto saved taxpayers of Arizona and the U.S. a great deal of money by preventing the inevitable lawsuits. The courts would have ruled the law unconstitutional after much money was wasted. I think that's true as well. So those are your states that are considering these crazy bills. And just silliness, just silliness. One more break, and we're going to be back and wrap up and talk about HBO's Looking.
Imagine a world where bullying isn't considered a normal part of childhood.
A world where I'm not afraid to go to school.
To speak out.
To be myself.
Loser. A world where I'm not afraid to be caught alone.
Come on, punk.
We have the power to stop the bullying.
Speak out.
Speak up.
Educate.
Find out what to look for and how you can make a difference at bullying.org.
Bullying is not kids being kids.
It's not about good homes or bad homes.
It's not a normal part of growing up.
I shouldn't be afraid to get on the school bus.
To turn on my computer.
Message. Or walk to my locker.
Did you know that a bully will stop his or her behavior in 10 seconds when their peers speak up?
Use your voice.
Hey, leave him alone.
We have the power to stop bullying.
Find out more at bullying.org.
Bullying.org.
Where you're not alone.
Where you're not alone.
Where you're not alone.
why you smell so good? Why your nails in my back always felt so good? Why you so deep? Why you spell so good? Why when you make me a grilled cheese, the cheese smells so good? Why don't while you and I fly off to Dubai so I could dive in your bayou, thought of buying you the sky? I love you like grandma love Jesus, like Jesus loves you, like pews love preachers, like Ozzy love Ruby, like Ruby love Gator, but Gator love rock, like rock does paper. You gon' be the death of me, my negative necessity, my medicine, my holy sin, I'm ruining on your ecstasy. Hands, girl, drop it, shake it, pop that back until you break it, slow pop until you're naked, you're the one, but you're my favorite.
Sorry about that. I was looking at stuff like I always doing. Welcome back. It's the 5x5 Late Night Show, and I'm your host, David. And we've covered a lot of stuff tonight. I've rambled, and I've kind of babbled a little bit too much about stuff I didn't want to get into tonight. But anyway, you know, on the 5x5 Late Night Show, you just might get anything. Not as topic driven as Real Talk with David and Nikki the draft's not really topic driven. Anyhow, we're back. hope you enjoyed some of the music tonight. You can find some of the music on Mevio Music Alley or on Reverb Nation. If you look in the show notes, if you click on the show, you can see what was played and who the artist singing the song is. Have you guys been watching Looking? You know, it's the 2014 version of Queer as Folk that surrounds around three friends living in present day San Francisco. But they have been picked up for a second season. Now, I don't know how many episodes each season is going to get. Like True Blood, I think they might get 12 or 13. I know a lot of these series don't get a lot of, like Oz only got 13. What's the other show? House of Cards, which is a Netflix exclusive, only gets 13. And you guys not watch part of it tonight. I think the House of Cards is better than Scandal. I know you guys like Scandal. And if you notice, Kerry Washington is pregnant and they hit her a lot in different things. They hit her stomach. She was behind a guy. They would only show half her body. One time they did a whole full body view, but it wasn't up on her. Or they had the camera really close up on her from her, like the top of her stomach all the way up. And you can tell she has a little bit of a baby bum. But I love Kerry Washington, and she's doing very well on the show. And Shonda Rhimes is that girl. She's doing her thing. But anyhow, Looking has been picked up for a second season. And remember when I first talked about Looking? I didn't like it. Not that I didn't like it. I was disturbed by some of the imagery about gay life that they were throwing out there and saying this is a portrayal, which... with everything going on in the world, or even in the country with gay rights and discrimination against gays and all this anti-gay legislation, I think that kind of put salt on an open wound, how they opened, how they started. But they're on to their fifth or sixth episode now, and I'm enjoying it. I'm enjoying it a lot. And this is why. HBO's Looking has been a growth story, and this comes from Deadline, the website deadline.com. A growth story, the gay themed freshman dramedy, I guess they're calling it a dramedy, has been given a second season renewal. It comes after a third consecutive week of series highs posted by the ensemble comedy this past Sunday, when it drew 519,000 viewers at 10:30 p.m., up 54% from the series premiere. See, people didn't know. And which, well, I've said this before, I wish it was more than 30 minutes, but it's only 30 minutes. I want more. I wish it could be like 45 minutes or even 50. But you know, a lot of shows are only like the 30-minute sitcoms on TV are like 22 minutes with 8 minutes of commercials and announcements and stuff like that. Up 50% from the series premiere 5 weeks ago, including Encore's looking average 749,000 viewers this past Sunday, with its episodes attracting gross audience of 2 million viewers season to date. Despite looking soft ratings start last month, HBO is encouraged by the attention the show have been getting, as they considered a show being part of the cultural conversation as important than the ratings. As Looking's current HBO companion, Girls, has proven, the two are much, very much related, with the buzz surrounding Looking bringing more and more eyeballs. This show was created by Michael Lannon. Looking stars Jonathan Groff, Frankie J. Alvarez, and Murray Bartlett, which that's Dom, as friends in San Francisco who explore the fun and sometimes overwhelming options available to new generation of gay men. Joining the trio as new regulars for season two are Lauren Weedman, Raul Castillo, that is the hot Latino boyfriend, and Russell Tovey, who are all recurring this season. Lannon, Andrew Hagen, Sari Conan, executive produce. And they didn't mention Scott Bakula, you know, as returning next year. But I want Scott and Dom to get together. I really do, even though he does have a boyfriend. And then I want more of a ethnic presence. I know they have Raul Castillo on there as Jonathan Gross' boyfriend right now. But I want, and they have some Latinos, but I want a black presence. I need to see a black person. Although the one guy, his boyfriend is, he looks biracial. He's very, very fair complected. I need to see a Darnell. I need someone to bust through the seam named Darnell or Andre, Rufus, or Junebug. I need one of them to be on the show as a DL brother. That would be, see, and that's so stereotypical for me to say, but I'd like to see it. You know, I'd like to see it anyway. So check out Looking on HBO at 10:30 Sunday nights. Well, I think that's about all we have today. Check out the 5x5 Fanboy Weekly Show. This coming, I don't know if I'll probably have a drive episode for you guys tomorrow or two. But check out the 5x5 Fanboy Weekly Show. Still thinking about changing the name. I was thinking about names today, possibly the HQ. I like that. So if I open a comic book store, or it'd be a comic book store / card store / gaming store, it would be called the HQ. I think that's hot. The HQ, that's hot. But check us out Sunday night at 1 a.m., which is really Monday morning. But, you know, I say potato, you say potato. Check us out then, and we'll have some giveaways. If I don't do it Sunday night, it's because, and I'll let you guys know, it's because I'm going to try, if I get the comic books that I want to talk about on Sunday show Saturday, then we'll have that. Then I'll have a show Sunday night. I'm going to try to tonight finish my little studio, so to speak. I will. Ken Boggle and I would do. We're going to do hangouts, but I'm going to try to get that together tonight. I've been kind of postponing finishing it up because there's some stuff I need to put in storage. Like I have it. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. There's like 20 pictures in the corner of this room. It's ridiculous. Big pictures. Anyhow, thank you guys for listening. As always, you can check us out on Twitter at the 5x5, and the fives are numeric. Or you can reach us at our blog, the 5x5.blogspot.com, and always on Facebook. And we're also on Tumblr, the 5x5 completely spelled out. Thank you guys for listening to me. We will see you next time.